National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. There is always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority, or a race with death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint, and moments when sheer terror is the theme. But always there is the chase.
Now listen, I ain't nuts, see? I'm in full possession of all my faculties. Maybe it happened and maybe it didn't. Now, I don't know. But I'm giving you the story just as it was, see? Straight from the horse's mouth. First of all, let me ask you, did you ever chase a buck? Well, not the way I chased it, mister. I've been running after that greenback until it's gone to my skull. I'm beginning to hear voices. Now, everybody's got a weakness, and I got mine. I don't drink or take snuff or run after blondes. I don't shoot craps. I don't play poker. The movies don't appeal to me, and the suit on my back is all I want to own. My weakness? Horses. Not the kind you ride. I'm talking about the pari mutuel type horse. Kind who figures to win, place, or show. I know it ain't right. I know I ought to get myself a steady job and make my dough the hard way. But every time I make up my mind to settle down somehow, I end up at the track, yelling my head off for some goat that's running last. Stay out in front, baby. Come on, you bum. Win for Papa. You got it? You got it? Yeah.
Well?
Well, that's how it goes, Flossie.
Who won?
Jackson D.
And what was your horse?
Mayonnaise.
Ooh, if I had a pot of it right now, I'd push it in your face.
Oh, Flossie.
Don't off Flossie me. I hate gambling, and I hate guys too lazy to make a decent living. Sometimes I think you'd rather go to the electric chair than work.
Oh, ain't that remark a little hasty?
I'll give you hasty. Now, you listen to me, Harry Potter. I've been engaged to you for over 3 years, and I ain't getting any younger. You either find yourself some honest work tomorrow, or we're through.
You mean you want me to get a job?
Ooh, even when you mention the word, you start to turn green in the face.
Well, look, I tell you what we'll do. You lend me another $2, just a double, see, and I'll make one last bet, and I can... Hey, Flossie, where you going?
As far away from you as I can get.
On our way.
Well?
You win, baby.
You go to work?
I go to work. Tomorrow. Fox was right. She's too good a kid to lose. Ever since I met her, she's been staking me when the going got rough. Many a meal I took in her flat after losing the daily double. She don't make enough of the job to support the two of us. So I slowly followed her across the paddock and out of the track. But as we're passing the stable, something catches my eye. A nag with his head sticking out of the stall, and I recognize the name on the door. It's Mayonnaise, the last goat I bet on. I figure the least I could do would be to give him a piece of my mind. Just a second, Floss.
Where are you going, Harry?
That's the nag I lost on just now. I'm just going to tell him what I think of him.
Oh, Harry, don't be silly. Horses don't understand English.
He'll understand my English.
Harry, come back.
You nanny goat. You... three-legged cow. Had a fall back in the stretch. Now you couldn't take the pace, you old burning battle axe.
Harry, don't open that stable door.
They ought to send you to a glue factory.
Harry, look out. He'll kick you.
Caught me on the skull with his right hind leg, and then the roof fell in. But just before I conked, I could almost swear that nag understood me. Next thing I knew, I was laying in a hospital bed trying to listen to the voices that seemed to be coming from somewhere out in left field.
He'll be all right, Miss Tinkle.
Are you sure, Doctor?
He's out of danger now, but he needs a rest. He'll have to remain here in the hospital for at least another week.
Hospital?
Harry, he's coming out of it, doctor.
What happened?
You were kicked by a horse.
By a horse?
You've suffered a mild concussion, Mr. Potter, but you'll be fine in a couple of days. How do you feel?
Funny.
What kind of funny, Harry?
Very funny. I hear bells.
Bells?
Maybe they're wedding bells. We're supposed to get married soon.
Oh, congratulations. Nurse, I'm going to prescribe a sedative for the patient.
Harry?
Yeah, Floss?
You scared me stiff.
I'm sorry, Floss. Right now, I just like to go to sleep. I must have slept for hours. When I woke up, it was dark. My head felt funny. I still heard the bells. But suddenly I felt my strength coming back. Then I remembered the look on that horse's face when I started to talk. It was almost a human look, so help me. I suddenly had an irresistible impulse. I wanted to see that nag again. So I crept out of bed, slipped into my clothes, and sneaked out of the hospital without no one seeing me go. It was 3 a.m. when I reached the track, climbed a fence, crossed over to the stables. As I turned a corner, there was Mayonnaise again with his head out of the stall, just like before. You're a fine one, you are. Look what you've done to me. This bandage on my head is your fault. Well, maybe I had it coming. Maybe you taught me a lesson, you skinny plug. So long, horses, track, daily doubles. From now on, Harry Potter is through.
I'm sorry, Harry.
What? Who's that talking to me? I could have swore I heard somebody say sorry, Harry.
I did.
No. It can't be. Not a talking horse.
Listen, Harry, we horses talk all the time. Only you two-legged dopes call it whinnying. You know, Harry, you had that kick in the noodle coming to you. You got no right to call me names. But I'm going to make it up.
Yeah? How?
I'm going to tell you when to bet on me and when to keep clear. I'm running tomorrow in the fourth, Harry. The favorite is Fruitcake, but the bum won't win.
No?
No. I will.
What makes you so sure?
I had a talk with him this evening. He ain't up to par.
Who's that standing in the stable?
You better duck, Harry. Here comes the groom. Put your shekels on me tomorrow in the fourth, kid, and bring me a bag of oats when
Who's
I come
that?
Through.
Well, I got out of the park without being caught and went back to the hospital. I sneaked in again. I sneaked out, but when I crawled into bed, my mind was jumping like a rubber ball. I pinched myself just to make sure I wasn't dreaming. And slowly fell asleep.
Good morning, Harry. Rise and shine.
Oh, hello, Floss.
I brought you some flowers just to make your hospital room look more cheerful. You like them?
Oh, they're fine. Just...
What's the matter?
I... Nothing.
You look a million miles away.
Come here. I got something important to say.
What is it, Harry?
How much money you got in the bank, baby?
Why?
I want you to give it to me, Floss.
What for?
I gotta make a bet.
A bet? You're laying there with a hole in your head an inch away from the grave and you still think a bet?
But this is different, Floss.
What's different about it? You ain't got a concussion, you got a disease. You got the 50-year hives to chase the horses.
But I can't lose, Flossie. I tell you, this is in the bag. There's no two ways about it.
Huh. Who told you there wasn't? The horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
The horse told me. Mayonnaise.
You're feverish. You're sicker than I thought. Nurse, doctor, come quick.
No, Flossie, pipe down. I was only kidding.
You were?
Sure, horses don't talk. It was just my way of cracking a joke. Forget it, Flossie. Flossie was out, and I didn't have a dime in my pockets. I had to get some dough before the fourth race that afternoon. I was desperate. But then I got an idea. Flossie left at noon. I called the nurse in and told her I didn't want no lunch. I said I felt I needed a long nap, 3 or 4 hours maybe. She slipped me a sleeping pill and said she'd make sure nobody'd come into the room. As soon as she walked out, I chucked the pill under the bed, got into my clothes, and crawled down the fire escape right outside my window. Then I headed for the nearest hawk shop and pawned my wristwatch for $9. Half an hour later, I was back at the track. I hung around the stables till the place was clear for a couple of minutes, and I sidled up the mayonnaise store. Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, you hear me?
Sure, I hear you, Harry.
And it's true. It ain't a dream. You can talk.
Where's my oats?
Oh, never mind the oats. I'll buy you a truck full after I make my pile. But first, I gotta win.
How much you bet?
$6 on the nose.
$6 on a sure shot like me? What a sport.
Well, that's all I could get. I got 9 on my watch. It cost me $2.50 to get in here, and it was Subway fare and a sandwich.
$6, hmm. What's the tote board say? How am I doing?
You're a 10-to-1 shot. Fruitcake's the favorite, like you said.
That means 6 will get you 60. Okay, that ought to make you happy.
Happy? I'm just getting started. By the time I'm finished, I'll be a billionaire. If you tip me off each time you run mayonnaise,
I'll... What's going on over there?
Jesus, the groom.
What are you doing there, mister? Customers ain't allowed near the store.
I was just looking them over, Governor. No offense. This one looks like a winner to me. I think I'll bet him on the nose. How about that, mayonnaise? I almost couldn't wait till the fourth race began. I never was so nervous in my life. If the nag was right, I was in the money. Oh, I'd buy myself a limousine with a chauffeur built right in. I'd have a house in the country with a swimming pool and a mink-lined bathtub.
The hunters are on the track.
And then it was time. I grabbed a spot near the finish line, watched them line up in the gate. My heart was in my mouth when I heard... After it happened, I almost forgot to collect my money. A winner. After all these years, a real winner. And the best was yet to come. 2 hours later, I was back at the stables to have a heart-to-heart talk with my horse. We're in mayonnaise. We're going to be the biggest winners in town.
Where's the oats, Harry?
I'll buy oats made of gold before we're through. Now, look, from now on, we're partners, see? I'll follow you around from track to track, and all you got to do is let me know when you're a sure winner. In 6 or 8 months, we'll both retire.
I got some bad news for you, Harry.
Huh?
I'm retiring on Saturday.
You what?
I heard my owner talking. He's running me for one more race, then he's shipping me to the farm.
But they can't do that to us. Not so soon.
I got nothing to say about it, Harry. I'm only a horse.
That's my luck.
You could still make a killing, Harry.
Yeah? How?
I told you, I got one more race.
When is it?
Tomorrow. They're running me in the 6th.
How do you think you make out?
I'm a cinch to win.
You sure?
Don't be a schmo. The big money will be on Barber's Itch. But the barber won't make it. My time beat his at the workout this morning, only nobody knows.
One more chance. I got one more chance to clean up. All I got is $60.
You better dig up some moolah in a hurry, chum. And Harry... Don't forget the oats.
That's when the chase really started. Because I never ran so hard after a quick bankroll like I did that night. I, almost forgot about going back to the hospital. All I did for the next 8 hours was look for cash, like a bloodhound hot on a trail. Hello, Artie. This is Harry Potter. Listen, Artie, I need some dough. Can you lend me... hello, Artie? Hello? Listen, Joe, you gotta help me out. I got a cinch to win in the six tomorrow. Lend me 5 C's and I'll split the take. Joe, where you going, Joe? $50 is all I want. How about it, Jack? I'll sign a note in blood if you want, Hyman, but don't turn me down. Don't anyone want to lend me money? Don't anyone want to take a chance? Is my credit that lousy? The answer to that one was yeah. Couldn't get a nickel. Then I thought of something. There was one guy in town who was rolling in cash, and who'd grab a sure thing if he saw one. Big Ed Morgan, the smartest gambler in the East.
Well, look who's here.
Hello, Big Ed.
How's the numbers racket?
Oh, I ain't the numbers racket, Ed.
And who are you?
Well, I used to run your bets at the track maybe 5-6 years ago. Harry Potter, remember?
What do you want?
Well, I got a deal.
What kind of deal?
I got a sure winner in the six tomorrow.
So have I.
Yeah?
Bob is itch. You can have the tip for free.
But Bob is itch ain't winning, Ed.
Who says he ain't?
The syndicate.
What syndicate?
Well, it's a new outfit from Detroit. They got the sixth race in the bag tomorrow. I heard them talking.
I know every hood from here to Kansas City. There ain't a bum comes to town without my getting wind of it. And I never heard of no syndicate.
All right. I'll take my custom somewhere else.
Don't move, Shrimp. Stay nailed. I want to hear more.
Well, there's nothing left to tell you except the name of the horse. The race is fixed. All the dough goes to the barber, leaving my nag with good odds. It's on the line.
And what's the name of this dog?
I ain't saying. Well, I make a deal.
What kind of deal do you want?
I want to be staked to a bet. You got nothing to lose. You get your stake back, and you also have your winner.
How much do you want to be staked to?
$20,000.
$20,000. That kind of dough don't come with a bingo prize.
Well, of course, you'd run it 5-1. It's the easiest way of making hay since Aunt Benedict's stuff.
All right. You're in, Potter.
You'll stake me to a $20,000 bet?
Yeah. Now, what's the horse?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, huh? He won today in the fourth.
Sure, and I was backing him. That was part of the deal with the syndicate.
Tomorrow, just before the sixth is run, you meet me at the rail near the finish. I'll get the bets down right now.
Okay, Big Ed, thanks a lot. You mind if I ask you how much you're going to bet?
$80,000.
Hey.
With your 20, it means I'll have 100 on the line. And if that nag don't come in, Potter, they'll be picking you up with the tweezers before the jockey gets to take his shower.
When he said it, he looked at me with them fishy eyes of his, and then I got the funny feeling that I should have stood in bed. Suppose something did go wrong. Suppose... Hi. Gordon. Didn't Mayonnaise tell me? But still, I figured I better go back to his store once more just to double check. Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, wake up.
What's the matter?
It's Harry Potter.
Oh, you got the oats, Harry?
Never mind the oats. Listen, I dug up $20,000 for the six tomorrow. Big Ed Morgan's staking me. And he's putting $80,000 down for himself. It's in the bag, ain't it?
What's in the bag?
The race, you jerk. You said you were sure to win.
Oh, well, I ain't so sure anymore, Harry.
What?
You better forget about it.
Forget about it? You're nuts. The dough's down, I tell you. You don't come in, I'm finished.
Well, I hope everything works out okay.
What do you mean, you hope? You said you were a cinch.
Yeah, that was before I saw the afternoon papers. The groom left them in my stall.
What's the papers got to do with it?
They say it's going to rain tomorrow.
Rain?
And I ain't no mutter, Harry. I can't run on a wet track. It gives me chilblains.
Well, you gotta run, you hear?
Well, maybe the papers is wrong. You know how them weather forecasts are.
You don't know what you're saying. Rain or shine, you gotta win. My life depends on it now.
I don't know, Harry. Weather clear, track fast, I'll come in by 3 lengths.
But once that track gets soggy... See what I mean?
Yeah. I see what you mean, all right.
But maybe the rain won't come down, Harry. Keep your fingers crossed. Good luck.
I didn't sleep a wink all that night. I just walked the streets like a zombie. Every time I heard that thunder, I lost another 2 pounds. But it didn't rain. Not yet, anyway. So far, it was what they call an electrical storm. All noise, no water. But all the next morning, the sky was cloudy. When I got to the track, it was getting darker by the minute. Just before the sixth race, I spotted Big Ed down by the rail, waiting for me. For one split second, I wanted to run. Where could I hide? Ed would follow me even if I got myself a flying saucer. So I slowly pushed my way down to the rail and hoped for the best.
It's about time you showed up, Shrimp.
Hello, Ed.
I got the dough down with 3 bookies. All we got to do now is wait until the Nag comes in and collect.
Sure.
Sure what?
All we got to do is collect.
Looks like rain.
Don't say that.
If this cow we got our dough on is a mudder, ain't he?
Mudder?
Wet or dry, he likes the track, right?
Right.
The horses on the track.
Oh, there's mayonnaise. Number 2.
Looks good, Donnie.
I think jackasses would look better. Now, this bot is H number 7. That's a fine-looking oat burner, if you ask me.
Oh, man, they've got more on the ball head.
He better have. Starting to rain.
No.
Thought I felt a drop on my nose.
No, I didn't feel nothing.
Well, I think they're almost ready now.
That's peculiar.
What's peculiar?
I just thought I heard some bells.
Bells?
They're tinkling in my ears. Oh, they're gone now.
You got all your marbles, Potter.
Sure.
And Barber's it, taking the lead with mayonnaise second and Flatfoot third. Baby Lee jumps, which promising to fortify and significant in that order. And now it's Barber's it and mayonnaise neck and neck as they round the first turn. Baby Lee, Flatfoot, and Mama's Angel.
Barber's
second, Baby Lee dropping back to fourth, and fortify, carry on.
Oh, my gosh, it's raining.
Barber's coming on again, coming up now, neck and neck with mayonnaise. Neck and neck, and Barber's it, the winner.
Well, that's life.
So the syndicate said it was in the bag.
One thing you can never figure out, huh, Ed? Women and horses.
$100,000. 100,000 pieces of lettuce down the drain.
I'm sorry, Big Ed.
You're going to be more than sorry.
The bells. I hear the bells again.
I'll give you bells.
I guess I was lucky at that. All he did was clip me on the skull with a billy and knock me cold. He might have finished me then and there if one of the track cops hadn't spotted us and hauled Big Ed off to the cooler while they were taking me back to guess where.
You'll be all right, Jacinto. I think he's coming out of it now.
Oh, Harry, honey, it's Mama.
Ah. Hello, Floss. Where am I?
You're back in the hospital, Mr. Potter.
With another lump on your head.
Big Ed, what happened?
He's been taken care of by the police. Now, try to relax.
I shouldn't have listened to that talking horse.
Doc, he's off again. His brains are scrambled for sure this time.
Just a moment, Miss Tinkle. What's all this about a talking horse, Mr. Potter?
Well, Doc, you asked for it. You see, that was it.
Thank you.
told him a story, every word of it from beginning to end. He just watched me as I talked without saying a word, just nodding his head from time to time. He was a great guy, that Maddie. He didn't laugh once or call me a liar or say I was cracked. He just listened very serious till I finished, then gave me his verdict.
What happened to you is not so uncommon, Harry.
No?
You had hallucinations, that was all.
I mean, I imagined the whole thing?
Obviously. Now, you say you heard bells ringing every once in a while?
That's right, Doc.
You still hear them?
No, they're gone.
It's quite possible that the second blow on the head you received was an antidote for the first one.
You mean I'm cured? I'm all better?
Physically, yes, I'd say so. But there's still the psychological side. You've got to convince yourself, Mr. Potter, that the voice you heard, the horse's voice, was an hallucination.
How can I do that?
We'll go down to the stables together and prove it to your satisfaction.
You mean now, Doctor?
Tomorrow morning.
The next day, the doctor flew and made it a track. We walked over to Mayonnaise's store. For a second, I got scared when I saw him and felt a little woozy. But then Doc patted my shoulder and was okay again.
Is this the horse, Mr. Potter?
Yeah, that's him. That's Mayonnaise, Doc.
All right. Talk to him.
What?
Talk to him. See if he'll answer you.
Hello, Mayonnaise. You remember me, Mayonnaise? I'm Harry Potter.
Say something else.
You let me down, Mayonnaise. Then you said you couldn't run in the mud. Or did you say it?
All a horse can do is whinny, Harry, and he's not so good at that either.
Are you convinced now, Mr. Potter?
Sure. I'm convinced. This horse can't talk. No horse can talk. I'm cured.
Now, there's another cure I'd like you to take, Mr. Potter. The gambling cure. You've got a fine girl here in Miss Hinkle, and I wouldn't want to lose her if I were you.
Don't worry about that, Doc. I'm finished with the races.
Do you mean it, Harry?
Word of honor. I'll never bet another nickel as long as I live. I'm getting myself a steady job, boss, like normal guys, and we'll settle down and raise a family, huh?
With no horse players?
No horse players.
Oh, Harry, I'm so proud of you.
And how about you, Sean? With a little kiss? Flossie leaned over and kissed me and took my hand. We started to follow the doctor back to his car. But you know something? I must have had just a little bit of a hangover left from that kind of noodle I got. Because just as we were leaving, I swear I heard a voice behind me saying,
Harry, where's the oats?
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted. Hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, chicken and worm. But who is to judge precisely which is the pursuer or the pursued as we enter the chase? The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. Heard in the cast were Kermit Murdoch, Ann Thomas, John McGovern, and Charles Fenn. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Fred Way. Fred Collins speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, this program concludes the present series of The Chase. Next week at the same time, over many of these same stations, we invite you to join us for the NBC Summer Concert featuring the NBC Symphony. Here's